Well, we have unfinished business in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. So we read from there. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So if you were the devil, what would you do? Last time we looked at this text, we saw how the Holy Spirit shows us that in Christ, Satan is dominated. His power is broken by the gospel message in the forgiveness of sins, and he can't do anything against it. So how can he keep fighting? Because he does keep fighting. The history of warfare is littered with examples of generals who kept on fighting even when they were outgunned and outnumbered. And they did so by scheming, lurking in the shadows or in the mist that we have today. Our text says the same thing about Satan. He has schemes. He has plots. He can't come out in a full assault on the gospel because he is crushed by that message. But he's going to try to trick you. And all of his schemes, all of his plots come down to one word. Lies. They are all lies. And there are basically three kinds of lies that Satan tells to try to scheme around the gospel. And thankfully, our Heavenly Father, our Savior, our General, gives us the intel that we need to know what Satan's going to do and how to defend against it. The first lie is the lie of any false doctrine. And there's all kinds of false doctrines. Some of them are very blatant, like the claim that Jesus isn't really God, or that he wasn't really a savior. He was just a role model trying to show you how to love, trying to show you how to be a good person. But that destroys the gospel power because you're far too much of a sinner for a role model to do you any good. You need a savior. You need God's blood. There are other false doctrines that aren't so blatant as that. Satan knows that he can attack any doctrine of Scripture, and if he can get a foothold, he can make a path for the gospel message. And that's why I think there's a really apt image of this in our text. It says that we are to use the shield of faith to extinguish the fiery darts, the fiery arrows of the wicked one. What is the purpose of shooting fiery arrows at your enemy in warfare? Well, the idea is you don't need to score a direct hit. You don't need to shoot them in the chest. You don't have to hit them at all. You just got to barrage them with so many that they won't be able to put them out, and the fire will spread, and soon they'll be burning. And that's Satan's goal as well. The book of Revelation tells us that he is spewing forth from his mouth a flood of lies, of false doctrines, attacking anything he can to try to get at the gospel. We have an answer for it, though. Paul says, put on the belt of truth. A belt is pretty important in our daily ensembles, but much more important for a Roman soldier. The belt kind of held everything together. He didn't want his armor falling off. He wanted to be ready. He wanted to be prepared. And so it is with us. It's God's word that holds everything together, knowing, as Jesus said, that God's word is truth completely and entirely means we can go to it for the answers to every question, to every lie that Satan sends our way. Paul similarly says that we should take up the shield of faith. Now, when he says the shield of faith, he's not saying that we defend ourselves by our faith. Now, taking up the shield is faith. Putting on the breastplate is faith. But the things themselves, these pieces of armor that Paul's describing, they're things that are outside of ourselves. These are things that God gives us. And so here, the shield of faith, the faith are those things which we believe. It's the doctrine of Scripture. And so Paul is saying that the answer to Satan's false doctrines, to his flood of lies, is the Word. To get into it, to study it, to treasure it, to keep it, to make it your first and last line of defense against every false teaching. And then also to make it your joy. Because Satan's second lie is to try to discourage you. Because morale is a very important thing in an army. You could have more soldiers, better weapons, and a better plan than your enemy, but if all of your soldiers, for some reason, think that they're going to lose and die, they'll probably throw down their weapons and run away. And then they will lose and die. So you need to have high morale. But Satan is trying to discourage you. He wants you to think that you're going to lose, and that's his lie. He wants to weigh you down with the troubles that you face, and that's why Paul says that we're fighting in the evil day. This world is an evil place, and every day of your life is an evil day. And God doesn't want us to forget that. We're surrounded by sin and the consequences of sin, and it can be discouraging. We might start thinking, does God really love us? Why is he leaving me here? Why is he allowing this to happen? And that's Satan trying to demoralize you. He might also try to use your sins, weigh you down with your guilt. You can't really win. God can't really love you. You're going to die. But we have the gospel of peace. Paul says, put on as shoes for your feet the readiness given by the gospel of peace. The message that despite the lies that Satan tells you, and despite all the troubles that are around you, all is well between you and God. You have peace with him. Your sins are forgiven. And his victory really is yours, no matter what it seems like. That prepares us. That makes us ready. That allows us to keep on fighting. One last lie that Satan would like you to believe is that your fight against him is merely a defensive struggle. Like all you really got to do is hold your ground. Just pick up that shield and hunker down and just make it through. That's because Satan knows that the power of the gospel crushes him. He'd rather see you stay in one place. But the Holy Spirit shows us that our fight is not just defensive. He says, take up the sword of the Spirit. That is an offensive weapon. He wants you to go on the attack, to go to those places where Satan holds sway and break his power by preaching the law and the gospel. To go to those people that you know, whether at work or at home, who don't know about their Savior, and break Satan's power. To use the law and the gospel in your daily life with your friends and with your family and with your classmates, in repentance and forgiveness to break Satan's power in your daily lives. These are the weapons that God has given you. And yes, Satan is crafty. He has many schemes, he has many plots, and he has many lies. But in Christ Jesus, Satan can do nothing against you because you have the Word of God. So study it, learn it, keep it. Take up the armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day and win. Amen. We will sing of this armor in hymn 292. And we'll sing verses 4, 5, 8, and 9 of hymn 292. 4, 5, 8, and 9.